I'm Nancy Beardsley, filling in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Scribble. This week on Wordmaster, we'll talk about communication and miscommunication between mothers and daughters. Our guest is Deborah Tannen, a Georgetown University linguistics professor who writes best-selling books about how conversation styles affect relationships. She's written about dialogues among men and women, adult family members, friends, and coworkers. Her latest book is called You're Wearing That? Understanding Mothers and Daughters in Conversation. Ms. Tannen says mother-daughter relationships are like other close bonds, but even more intense.
Every relationship you have to balance how close or distant do you want to be. But girls in particular are very focused on that closeness-distance dimension, as well as sameness and difference. Always asking, are we the same, are we different? What I see in you, what does that say about me? And talk is the glue that holds a relationship together for girls and women, and less so for boys and men. So mothers and daughters talk more. They talk about more personal topics, which gives you more opportunity to say the wrong thing.
And in fact, you found that a mother with more than one daughter is more likely to have flare-ups with the daughter that she talks to more.
Yes. The closer you are, the more opportunity to step on each other's toes. And women are much more focused often on appearance. And that's where you get what I call the big three, clothing, hair, and weight, where daughters feel that their mothers are criticizing and mothers feel, I can't open my mouth. She takes everything as criticism. And the caring and the criticizing really are communicated in the same words. If the mother says, do you like your hair that long? Or if she says, do you think that that skirt really fits you? The daughter is going to hear it as criticism. In the first count, your hair doesn't look good. In the second, you're putting on weight.
And you talk about the way messages and meta-messages work in mother-daughter communication. Would you explain what that means?
The message is the meaning of the words, and we always agree on that if we speak the language. But the meta-message is what we think it says about our relationship that you say these words in this way at this time. Often between mothers and daughters, you're having a conversation that seems like an amiable chat, and then suddenly somebody says something and everybody's back is up. So the mother says to the daughter about the granddaughter, she would look so pretty if she combed her hair. The meta message the daughter hears is, first of all, she may be reminded that her mother was always at her to brush her hair when she was a child, which reminds her that she felt her mother didn't really approve of her because she was kind of a tomboy. And then there's a level that her parenting is being criticized, so she might snap something like, she's perfectly fine, Mom, leave her alone. Now, who introduced that note of contention? The daughter thinks the mother did by criticizing the grandchild's hair, but the mother thinks she made an innocent comment, and the daughter has changed it.
Given the years of history that shape these messages and their interpretations, how can mothers and daughters change the way they communicate to avoid some of these misunderstandings?
Well, both need to recognize that caring and communicating are in the same words, so mothers can try to bite their tongue. One woman said her mantra is don't advise, don't criticize, but daughters can remind themselves that it really is a sign of love, and you're probably going to miss it when your mother's gone. Humor is very helpful. One family commented, one time the mother was giving the daughter a recipe and she was so detailed that the daughter said, you know, I think I know that I should sift the flour without you telling me. So whenever she feels her mother is giving her too much advice, she'll just say, it's like the cake recipe, Mom. And then they laugh because it's something they share, and that in itself makes you feel connected.
Did you find any difference among ethnic groups in the way mothers and daughters communicate?
This is fascinating. I did interview quite a few African-American as well as Asian-American women and white women of all different backgrounds. And no, I didn't find that much difference. And I'll give you an example. A woman wrote to me who grew up in Guyana, and she said her mother said to her, word for word, the title of my book, You're Wearing That, in Guyanese, the night before a party. And even though she thought the dress was fine, when her mother asked, you're wearing that, she stayed up all night and made a new dress. So it does seem to be quite universal. I'm sure there are some levels of differences, but I found many fewer than I expected.
Deborah Tannen, thank you very much. Ms. Tannen is the author of You're Wearing That, Understanding Mothers and Daughters in Conversation. And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And you can find all of our segments posted at voanews.com/wordmaster. Filling in for Avi Arditi and Roseanne Scurble, I'm Nancy Beardsley.